Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Are you happy in all areas of your life? Are you in a career that you love? Do you feel loved and supported in all of your relationships? Is your health functioning in true wellness? Do you practice self-love and believe in your greatness? If you answered no to any of these questions, then our upcoming live event, Manifest Your Best Life Events, How to Thrive in Health, Wealth, Love, and Relationships is for you. On November 9th and 10th in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, I'll be teaming up with best-selling author Victoria Johnson, who is also a Heal Your Life National Trainer for Canada and is authorized by Hay House and Heart Inspired Presentations. We will be offering you powerful tools, life-changing exercises, and instant shifts that will help you manifest all that you're wanting and more. Our combined years of experience, along with our proven expertise, will catapult you into a life nothing short of magnificent. You deserve a great life, and Victoria and I will help you get there. For more information and to reserve your space, go to manifestyourbestlifeevents.com. But don't wait, there's limited space, and you don't want to miss all the greatness that is waiting for you now. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you to use the tips and tools in Law of Attraction to help you have a wonderful, fantastic, magnificent life. And as always, thank you everyone for listening. I am so excited to announce that we have just reached 50,000 downloads. Yes, that's 50. And I set my intentions at the beginning of the year that I would have 50,000 downloads by the end of 2019. And it's only September and I have reached that. So I am so grateful. And this all is because of you all for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I'm hoping you share it with everybody, which maybe that's how it's gotten so big. I don't know, but I want to keep it going, keep helping more people, keep inspiring the world, keep inspiring you so you can inspire the world, right? Because I know if you're listening that you have something great to share too. And I'm here to help you to get the tips and tools so you can be an awesome teacher, manifester, beautiful human being that you were born to be. So I'm super, super excited about that. And I am also grateful for all of you who send me emails and messages and ask me things that I can share on the podcast and also just share your, you know, praises for how this podcast has changed your life. I read those and I'm almost in tears every single time because talk about arriving. The fact that I've made such a difference in all of your lives. I'm so grateful. So grateful. Anyway, and I also want to send another reminder for our Manifest Your Best Life event that is going to be in Portland, Oregon. It's Manifest Your Best Life Event, How to Thrive in Health, Wealth, Abundance, Love, and Relationships. And again, that's November 9th and 10th in Portland, Oregon. I know I've been talking a lot about it, but I'm going to keep mentioning it because I want as many of you to come as possible. I would love to meet you in person. I would love to share these exercises that can only be done in person. And I want to be able to have you really step up your game in your life and really attract all of the great things that are waiting for you. And the tools and tips that Victoria and I will be doing at this Manifest Your Best Life event will be nothing short of miraculous and life-changing, and I'm so excited about it. So, and plus Portland's such a great place, so if you've never been here before, here's your opportunity to see this really cool city. We'll be in the middle of Cool Town. I know people may have heard about Portland and our wonderful restaurants and boutique shops and just our quirkiness. We're a quirky city, and I love that. And Kennedy School, where we're having our event, is a very fun and an eclectic and quirky place. In fact, I was just there last weekend with my sweetie. We went and saw a movie, and they have all these great comfy couches. That's the movie theater, is filled with couches. And then we went to this big bar that, I don't know if it was the old gymnasium or what, but it's really cool. These metal sculptures everywhere, and it's just such a cool looking place. So I always love going to Kennedy School. So I'm so excited to have the event there. So anyway, but all the information is on our website, manifestyourbestlifeevents.com. So today for the Monday solo session, I want to talk to you about dreaming big. And when I mean big, I mean 10x times the big that you had before. And I was inspired by this when I interviewed one of my recent podcast guests, and I haven't posted her podcast. That'll be coming up in a little bit. But she talked about how she's manifested like millions of dollars, and just she's on her way to become a billionaire. And I'm like listening to her, and she's very heartfelt, very heart-centered, and she has made no plans for this to happen. I repeat, no plans, no goals. The only thing she's done is she has a big dream. And that dream is she sees herself owning a huge yacht that she can, you know, sail across the Atlantic. And she sees herself getting in a private jet with her friends, going on the boat or ship or yacht and going over to Greece for the weekend. And, you know, some people may say, well, wow, that's really materialistic. But she also has big dreams on how she can do humanitarian work and giving back. And so between those two dreams, and they're big dreams, she has not had to figure out the how, but she's just left it up to the universe. And again, her podcast is so inspiring. I cannot wait to share it. But it made me think about how much in my life that I have dreamed big and how things are panning out and how it's encouraged me to even dream bigger. And I did actually a course, or when I used to teach the Law of Attraction in Portland, and one of the greatest ones I did was on dreaming big or going big, thinking big, 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 big. And because what happens is we do not stretch enough. I totally, totally believe that we would all be manifesting a lot more if we set our dreams even higher than we can even imagine. So I would have people in my group, in my class, and I get in pairs and groups, and I have people share their dreams, but that I'd always have them have their partner say, no, dream bigger, because we often don't dream big enough. And so this is what happens when you dream big. What it happens is the universe goes, okay, this is a big dream. So like for my guest, she says, I want this really big yacht. Well, that's probably going to cost a lot of money. But she's unattached on how she's going to make the money. And so what happened is the universe has just given her opportunity after opportunity, big opportunities that like literally fell in her lap. And it's because the universe was trying to help her get to her big dream. And so another thing I feel about having a big dream, if you think about it, if you're sitting there quietly daydreaming and just thinking about all the things you can do in your life, you know, if you allow yourself to think big and like, wow, what would it be like if I could own this, you know, resort or this hotel? Or what if I could, you know, have my own airplane and become a pilot? Or what if I can have a company where I'm making, you know, seven figures, eight figures, where I'm helping the world? What if I can come up with this invention that would save people's lives and keep people from going hungry? Like, what if, right? It should be like that what if game, right? And so if we allow ourselves to daydream and go bigger than we normally go, what happens is the universe keeps finding ways to conspire for that to happen. And you don't need to figure out the how. So this also brings me to the power of visualizations. To me, that is the quickest, most emotional way to manifest something. Because we manifest not only from our thoughts and our beliefs, but from our feelings, especially from our feelings and our emotions. So if you imagine something and you visualize it, and just really see everything around you. Like, I'm sure she's imagined herself being on that yacht in the beautiful rooms within the yacht and eating great foods and wine and feeling the breeze on her face and just really imagine her friends being with her and everyone's so grateful to be there and watching the sunset from the ocean and, you know, all just imagine all the detail. You know what happens? Even when I'm bringing this up to you all, I feel so warm and fuzzy inside, right? I go, well, that's a great visualization. I love that visualization. And you know what's happened right then in that moment? And if you visualize it with me, I bet you felt it too, this sense of high vibration where you're feeling good, right? Because your imagination got you there. And so what Abraham Hicks always says, visualizations aren't really meant to bring to you what you're wanting, because honestly, the universe will bring to you something even better. But it helps you get into a state of high vibration, get into alignment where you feel good, and then the universe then starts bringing you all the players, all the tools, all the breadcrumbs will be then brought to you. So when you visualize something and you see something that you are wanting, you're going to be blown away by how good you feel. So like, why would you not do it, right? So, but it's tenfold. It's got multiple purposes, right? So it's making you feel good now. It's getting like this bigger vision where, gosh, maybe this is possible. And truly, these visions do come true, right? These people, and including me, like I have to tell you about one of my visions. And again, this is the part of not being super attached to how it looks, because that's a big thing. Don't attach, because something better is coming. So my vision for myself, for my groups, for years, I'd always say, you know, I see myself speaking in front of, you know, thousands of people. I see myself on stage and I want to make a difference in people's lives. And, you know, I really, you know, I want to be, you know, seen and heard by thousands. And so what happened was, now I realized, I just had this epiphany, because I'm thinking, well, why am I not speaking? Because I've not gone out speaking as much as I believed that in my visualization years ago that I'd be doing. But I've also made my family a priority and I don't want to travel as much. And so I have, you know, other things that are very important to me. So instead I or the universe came up with a better idea, which is this podcast. And, you know, as many of you have been following me may have heard my story around this podcast, but I had no clue how to do podcast. I just had an inspired moment, and one person on Facebook said she just did a podcast. I reached out to her, said, "What did you do?" She told me how she did it. And I immediately did my first podcast. Like, I think I did it that same day. And I came up with the title and I just did it, right? And this other woman, she ended up just doing one podcast, never did another one again. So, but it truly has been a blessing, because with this podcast, I am now speaking in front of tens of thousands of people, right? I just reached that 50,000 mark. And so 50,000 people have heard my voice and I have arrived. And the best part is I didn't have to leave my home. I can do it from the comfort of my living room and or out, you know, and when I go travel, and I can be anywhere and I have the freedom. And so that was also important for me, is to have freedom. And I got it. I got them both. And, but it's, I know this dream is just going to keep me going in the direction I want to go in, but I don't need to know how. So basically what it is you're setting out your hook to the universe. You say, here you go. This is where I want to go. And I know I'm here right now, but I want you to help me get there. But I'm just going to keep holding that vision. I'm going to keep seeing that vision. And again, the vision should feel good. And some people go, well, I don't deserve all that money, so why would I think about it? Well, what happens when you think about it over and over again, you start to change your worthiness factor, because you start to get used to that idea, right? And this is, so it's so important to do these visualizations, because say for instance, she got that yacht tomorrow and she had not been practicing this vibration, she probably would, you know, somehow sabotage the experience. Maybe, you know, that it would capsize, or maybe someone would steal it, or something bad would happen. And she, you know what I'm saying? We need to be at the same vibrating level as what we want to manifest. So you have that dream, you visualize that dream, so therefore you're practicing it. And so when it actually shows up, it will be super comfortable for you. You'll be living in it fully and you won't sabotage it. And so I think that's why a lot of us come to that upper limiting thing, right? Because we have this idea, this vision, we haven't practiced enough. And all of a sudden we get a breadcrumb that says, yes, this vision can happen. And you go, whoa, 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 I am not really ready for that. And, you know, I did that several years ago when I was just going full force with my coaching, and I wrote my book, and I was going to these mentorship programs and really hanging around some top-notch people, and I freaked out. And I temporarily cut my hours back at work as a nurse and thought, I'm going to go full force. And like within like 2 weeks, I panicked and went right back to another full-time job. And essentially I gave up everything except for my group. Thank God I held on to my group that I taught for years. So what happened was I wasn't ready for it because I have not been visualizing it enough. Like there were still some things within me that needed to be, needed to grow and needed to expand. And so the best way though to grow and expand is to just keep that vision and have patience, right? When we get impatient and then we end up in low vibration. So you have to just know, just trust the divine timing. I know I've done a podcast on divine timing, but you have to just trust that the universe knows what it's doing. But you just, if you keep that vision alive, you keep seeing it, keep believing it, keep feeling it, you will start to get to that vibrating level, the same level as that. And when it comes to you, you won't sabotage it. But it also, the universe hears a really powerful request and will say, okay, there's a lot of players, but we're going to get to work and making that happen. Versus if you don't have a vision at all, you're just going on autopilot. Now, there is some good things to that. I know the surrender experiment by Michael Singer. He also, and I also come from that school of thought where you just surrender and see where life takes you. But the one thing about him is he got into alignment every single day and he built his life. So there are two ways of doing this, but this podcast is more about setting that vision, because what I like about the vision, and when I did the interview with my guest, is it so inspired me to realize that vision is a really, really good thing. And it's not, you just can't be married to that vision though. You can't say this is, it has to be this and only this. You have to say this or something better. And the fact that now I am reaching thousands, tens of thousands of people with this podcast, and I don't have to leave my home, it sure turned out to be better. So isn't that amazing? So keep that vision, visualize for joy, feel the energy around it, do it. You know, whenever you have an alone moment or you're in your car, whatever it takes. So I really want you to have that feeling. And one last thing I want to say about these visualizations and you dreaming big and thinking big is whenever you share this with somebody, make sure it's somebody who's not going to negate it with their own limited or scarcity thinking. You really want to share your dreams with people who can help you see that vision and help that vision stay alive. Because the second you tell someone who doesn't see big, they in their own scarcity, their own limited thinking, they're going to pull you down and make you doubt yourself. So it's really important when you have this big dream and this big vision for your life that you don't get it into the wrong hands, right? You want to protect it as you would a baby. This is your baby. You're protecting it until it's ready to be on its own. And that is something, it's so important. When I started my journey, I was very careful about who I told these things to. And luckily, I'm surrounded by so many loving people. Now, when I do share my dreams and visions, they all believe me. And so that helps too. When you find someone, find a tribe, find people who you can tell your dream to, who can tell you back, like, yes, I believe this is happening for you. You were going to absolutely succeed. And I did these a lot with my groups. I'll be doing this with the live event here in November, is where we'll be doing exercises where you are with partners and they will help reiterate your greatness back to you and hearing it from someone else who's up in alignment. And I always tell people when I get in groups and pairs, like one person shares what they want and the other person acts as the universe, because we are all universal energy. And if you have someone saying, yes, this is true, this is manifest, manifesting, you can have everything you ask for. Man, does that feel good, right? And so if you don't have anybody in your life, you know, you can always go to the mirror, tell yourself your own vision, and have yourself also say, yes, this is happening. This is true. And that also will leap you into a higher category, a vibrating factor where you're vibrating and connecting with all that you are wanting, and it's on its way. So anyway, I hope this helps. You know, I love this big vision. I want you all to just take this time to think of your big vision. And I want you to start visualizing it, start believing it, start again telling people who care. I mean, as far as who will nurture that with you. And I want you to allow the universe then to go to work and bring to you all that you are asking. So anyway, I hope this helps. I hope to inspire you to think big and think bigger even. Again, these are things we'll be talking about at the event and doing exercises around it. But if you are listening now and you just start your visualization process, you're going to get there a lot quicker than if you don't visualize, because I love the power of the universe, right? So anyway, well, I thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you or talk to you very, very soon, and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.